Good evening all. Today is the 25th of August 2013 and it's 10 to 11 in the evening, and I've had a very good day, but I feel very tired right now, so I won't stay up much longer. Relaxed in the morning, and then like in the afternoon we had a lunch and went to the gym, and I first did 20 minutes on the bike, and then I did 60 lengths in the pool, and I'm exhausted now. I only ate a bit more than 800 calories today, and I burnt 1,500 according to my fitness pal, which is a bit worrying because you do want to burn more than you eat, but maybe not that much more. Maybe that's why I feel like I've overdone it today. But anyway. It was a good time in the gym. Garth did 30 lengths himself. And we then went to the steam room. And then we went. I went in the shower and he went home. And then I had a very nice conversation with my mum on the phone. Or my family, mum and dad, actually. My dad chatted to me briefly, and then my mum talked to me quite a long time. She was sitting on the veranda that belongs to my granny's house, but doesn't belong to my granny anymore, but belongs to my parents' new neighbours, the people who rented the house now. Which is still a bit painful for me, but the good news is that apparently they get on really well. Their neighbours are very nice, apparently. They were saying hello from them to me. And I said, oh, hello. And I said, I'm looking forward to meeting you on Christmas. And my mum said to me, let me know, like, as a joke, she said, let me know what you think of them, and if you don't like them, we'll throw them out. And I laughed, and my mum said, oh, they're strange, just for a joke in front of them. Oh, they're strange, their house looks like a mess and all that. So she said, oh, they're all strange and stuff, and then the lady said, oh, you've got really strange parents. I feel sorry for you. And I said for a joke, yeah, why do you think I left? Why do you think I moved away so far? but apparently they get on really well. And my family was on holiday yesterday. And apparently when they came back, the new neighbours gave them food and beer. Bless them. So as daunting as it is for me to think that my nan's house is now no longer my nan's house, I'm glad that it's a new friendship forming and that the new people are nice. My nan was not happy that they rented the house out, apparently. So they argued. My nan said she doesn't mind it in the nursing home. She likes it in a way, but she doesn't like the fact that the house is rented out. Which, gosh, I can't understand. And so they argued, sadly. But my mum said that once the house is definitely finished, that everything's done, she'd take my nan over so she can get some closure, but it still must be hard for her to see her house lived in by somebody else. So it's still, it takes some time for me to get over it. So my mum told me about their holiday, and so apparently my family they're quite a big fan of handball, which in England isn't that popular, but in Germany it is. Although saying that, the Olympics did bring a little bit more interest in handball to England. But anyway, on last Thursday, they went and watched a top league handball game. All three of them. And apparently there was a rapper that my sister loves and idolises. And he was a special guest there. And she almost fainted. She was completely freaking out. Because she loves him. And my mum, bless her, my sister didn't dare say anything, but my mum grabbed my sister's phone and walked over to the guy, to the rapper, and said, would you mind taking a few pictures with my daughter? And so he did. He took her, he hugged her, he held her in his arms, and they took pictures. And of course, she put them on Facebook. Bless her. She was over the moon. I think she almost fainted. Bless her. So I'm happy for them. You know, and as sad as it is that it took me losing weight for feeling a bit closer to my family, I'm still happy that I do feel close to them now. My mum is very proud of me for the weight I'm losing, and it's good. It feels good to know that she's proud of me. I'm just going to get some cheese, some Bimbil. So that was a very nice conversation. And I then had made the silly mistake of, well, Gav told me that there was cherry tomatoes in the meal that I had bought from Marks and Spencer's yesterday. Friday, sorry. And of course I couldn't see it, so I assumed they were like all through. Whereas he just said, no, that's just what he meant they were only on top. So I don't really like cherry tomatoes, like whole ones. So I gave it to him. Then later he told me that it was all only on top. And I was really gutted because I wanted that food. So he's buying me some more tomorrow. But I just had mine as well, something else for tea instead. Just played some games and stuff, and that was my day. It was a good day. It really was a good day. My bathing suit's getting too big. Everything is getting too big. My shoes are getting too big. Which makes a nice change from everything is too small for me. But yeah, life is good. Life is very good. Tomorrow we're going to meet in town. Govern me after his workout and swimming, and we are going to Starbucks for me and hopefully Boots and hopefully M&S. It is a bank holiday tomorrow, so I have to make sure that everything that I want to do is actually open, but we'll see how it goes tomorrow, I suppose. Can't get any out of it. But yeah, so this is tomorrow's plans. That's all we're doing tomorrow. Oh, there's one. And I might go back swimming on Tuesday. Or rather swimming and first going on the bike. For 20 minutes. Like I did today. Except that I want the proper settings this time, thank you very much. The guy messed it up today. Anyway, I just thought I'd order you boo yesterday. Actually, yesterday was a very nice day. The evening more like, because I slept through the whole day because I couldn't sleep until 11 in the morning. So I slept from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And then our friends came and we went to Bella Italia, which is a little restaurant chain in England.
And I had this very nice pasta with a local clam. Mm.
And I really fancied, afterwards, some honeycomb ice cream. But nobody else wanted dessert, and I decided, okay, well, I felt a bit embarrassed to be the only one eating dessert. And to be honest, I was stuffed, but it was just like it was a craving. It really was a craving, but I decided to resist as well. And the best thing was that Garth bought the meal for me, bless him. So didn't have to spend any money. Hooray. So, what's happening this week? Yeah, like I said, tomorrow we're just going to go in town and might go to Nando's, but I'm not sure how much it costs, so I might not. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday is Mind Action Day in college. And that's really it for next week. Which is alright. Obviously some more exercise. Anyway, I thought I'd update you. And I'll talk to you again when there's more interesting things to report. Talk to you then.